T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
10:58, hour number 2 of Show and Vern on this tough day in Kansas City as the Chiefs take the L 37-31 in overtime to the New England Patriots. I am Ron the Show. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier. I really love your poise today, Vern. And Steven Serta with an excellent update. I think we're going to really jump this thing off. We don't want to be selfish, right? This is about the folks. This is about the people. This is as important for you all as it is for us. So we will kick off every segment with hearing from you, the fans, because this is a day not only that the Lord has made. I just felt that when I hear that, this is the day that I have to follow it up with that. But also a day that we should hear from you. Quinn and Casey. Go ahead, Quinn.
Hey, Show. Hey, Vern.
What's good?
Thanks for letting me on. Last time I saw you guys was in the 810 parking lot that we hope you didn't get in too much trouble.
No, just suspend it. But go ahead.
I just wanted to say for all the Kansas City fans out there, 12-4, we didn't expect anything like this going into the season. Just a couple, shore up some things on defense, maybe fix up that left tackle situation, and let's go get a Super Bowl next year.
Appreciate it. No, I think that should be obviously that's where you're going, and the Chiefs should be one of the teams there and put themselves in position to go try to win a championship. But, yeah, it was a great season. It was. Doesn't mean that you still should be disappointed because of where this season could have ended. And I wouldn't even be upset with people who feel like where this season should have ended. Can I talk about what I think the most disappointing thing is, Vern, of the entirety of the game? The thing that I left after it that I was most disappointed about was the elite person. The most elite person at what it is he does on this team. I think Pat Mahomes has a chance to be one of the all-time greats, a generational player, but he is still 23, and that was his second playoff game. Andy Reid is an elite coach in this league. I could argue that he is the second-best coach in the league, at least top three in my opinion. He got. What did you say earlier in the first half about how he was out-coached? He got his pants coached off. What did you say?
Clown suited.
Yeah, that's right. Not even close. Clown suited in the first half. And Bill Belichick is the best we've ever seen. But Andy Reid is an offensive genius. I'm not going to say anything disrespectful to say he's supposed to be some. No, Andy Reid is an offensive genius, and that performance in the first half was the most, and his performance throughout was the most disappointing to me. He drew up some plays in the second half that I think led right to touchdowns. The Williams screen, he called an excellent call against the blitz, and as well as the play to Sammy Watkins that set him up at like the 2 for a touchdown. But as we kicked off the show, how he couldn't get Tyreek and Travis Kelce involved to me is to me almost inexcusable with a guy of his talent. With a guy that is as great as he is at putting things together, who had time to think about it, who had a week to prepare, and throughout the game, at what point, third quarter, one target to Tyreek, one touch. Things just like, that to me is disappointing of the. They didn't seem to adjust to what the Patriots were doing in the first half fast enough. And I just, like, to me, Andy's performance, because of how high regards I hold him, His performance, to me, was the most disappointing thing of the game.
It really shows just how heads and tails better Bill Belichick is than everyone else.
I guess so, man.
Because Andy's still an offensive genius. Andy's still likely to lead this team to another 11-plus wins next year. They're likely to have one of the best offenses in the NFL again next season. But look, Sean Barber sat right there on Friday and said, guys, I promise you the second half will be a completely different game. Whatever happens in the first half, throw it out. And to me, that was a reflection of even Sean Barber, a guy going into the game going, hey, Belichick's dominating that first half. He did it against the Chiefs in week 6, holding that high-powered offense to 9 points. And he did it again yesterday, holding that high-powered offense
that looks
scoreless.
And it looked like for the first time in that first half, Andy couldn't help Pat. Like, generally, they go over there and have conversations and they talk about things. Andy couldn't help him. And for them to get the ball 4 times in the first half, and I know one of them was at the end of the half, for them to get 4 times and them not score a point in the first half, like with Andy Reid over there, that's not good enough, man. And that is so disappointing to me because I do think he is a Hall of Fame quality coach. I do think he is great. I think offensively, I don't know if there's a guy who's been better the last 20 years in this league. And he didn't have anything.
Yeah, Andy Reid, I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with it. I think there are many people, instances, plays, moments that you can be disappointed in. Personally, Patrick Mahomes is the guy that I'm most disappointed in. Not because he missed 2 touchdowns and he took the team out of field goal range, but because I expected him to be perfect. It's an unfair expectation, but everything we've laid before this kid throughout the season and said, well, we can't really expect him to do that. He's done everything. And I thought he could do it again. He couldn't. I'm not crushing him. I'm excited to watch the rest of his career. But yeah, it was disappointing for me to even be able to point to Patrick Mahomes and say you left 10 to 14 points on the field against a team that the last time you played him, you left 10 to 14 points on the field.
Yeah. I think Pat wasn't Pat in this game, but like I told you at the beginning of the year, I'm not going to, or at the beginning when we started seeing the playoffs,
yeah,
I'm
you go with
him.
Andy, but I'm with Pat.
But God, he's got to get help from Andy. And there was, I mean, when they, whatever they went over there and sat down and talked about when he would come off.
But if Pat makes the throw, they do put up points in the first half. If Pat doesn't take the sack, they do put up points in the first half. And I look at Patrick Mahomes as a player that, and again, this is something that you and I have always disagreed on, but he's, 18, 19 games into his career. Everything that he's shown me is not similar to a 23-year-old. He's far advanced. He didn't make the plays. I'm disappointed in him.
And I want to make sure of it to say this. I'm not saying that Andy should be fired. I don't even think that should be any type of conversation at all. Okay, I think I personally think he's the second best coach in the league. And I don't even think Andy, I don't even know that he choked, but I don't know that I ever think Andy chokes. I just feel like Andy just, I don't know where his mind goes. I don't know where people around him would go. Like, it should have been somebody like a basketball coach walking up to the head coach saying, hey, man, you know such and such has 4 fouls. So I'll let you know, man, we reached the fourth quarter, man. We got one target and one play ran for Tyreek if you want to do that. And that's why I just he is the elite, the definite elite thing that's been elite for years and been here in this situation. And that's why I'm really disappointed in him.
I think, you know, when you got 70,000 people cheering against you, it's pretty sweet when you went on the road. And it's a hard thing to do in the NFL. It's certainly a hard thing to do against the first-ranked team, you know, in the conference, who's been playing great all year and certainly play well at home. So we knew it was going to take a lot. It obviously took into overtime. It took some great plays and great conversions. And just proud of us getting the job done.
That's Tom Brady. And I know this is going to be unpopular. And if you take your glass, like – you know, if I take my Chiefs glasses off and I just look at athletes and just it, I really feel like I kind of like this new Tom Brady. This new Tom Brady who is coming out and letting it be known, like letting it be reported that I'm the baddest MF on the planet coming out making these videos of him with running to 50 Cent Mini Men and just the way he was yesterday. I just saw him and Rob Gronkowski making a video showing themselves, just trying to silence him, just shaking his head, letting you know, yeah, I'm that dude. To me, it feels like whenever it was when LeBron got real comfortable to just let you know, man, I'm great, and I know I'm great, and I ain't got no problem telling you that I'm great. Like I know that's not a popular thing with some people, with athletes, but this Tom Brady, who's not afraid to let you know who he is, I kind of dig it.
Yeah, this is what I've been talking about all year. This is Tom Brady. This isn't a new Tom Brady. He was this guy in college. He's been this guy in the NFL. He created his own logo. He started a television show about his life. He wrote a book about his diet.
This is all kind of recent.
That logo has been around for more than a decade.
But the logo's not a big, but the book and...
The
and,
logo? You made up a logo about yourself? That's reflective of a guy that believes, I'm a business man.
Yeah, he may be a business, but this guy is coming out. He wasn't this public about stuff. Like, he wasn't this public. We know in closed doors that, as you would say, he'll be bringing Drew Henson to his Hall of Fame speech, that he's got the Michael Jordan in him. We've known in closed doors how confident Michael Jordan was, or how confident Tiger Woods. We would hear stories from other golfers or their contemporaries of how he would do things. So Tom is letting you know to the public. This ain't just stories. Like, he's letting you know out to the public. He's out here talking like it's almost Baker Mayfield.
But he did Tom that on is. Facebook in years previous. He would do Facebook posts. This has been Tom Brady since...
I don't remember, man. Maybe I'm wrong, man. I don't remember Tom just being...
But there was a reason why
it.
I was so confident that he was the Michael Jordan type of psychopath. Told you that going into the Week 6 contest. But this is who he is.
It's the stories we've heard. He's out here just letting know himself. That TV12 did it for you.
Well, the story I heard about him in college was the first time I knew this kid was just different.
What was the college story?
Well, when Lloyd Carr told him he was going to split time with Drew Henson, he took a meeting with Lloyd Carr, shut the door behind him, went up to the desk and pounded on the desk and said, I will win this blanking job. Didn't wait for Lloyd Carr to say anything, turned around and walked out. Lloyd Carr had a national championship at that point and was the cat's pajamas in Ann Arbor. Tom Brady's been about it for a long time.
Like, I knew he was an a-hole, and we would, like you say, we'd hear, like, even stuff like that.
I mean, look at how he dressed and his hair and what he's been doing for the past 20 years. You got to be a real confident SOB to go around with that look.
No, he's confident, but he's...
I love that coat.
I wasn't really when he was wearing those UGG boots. I mean, that's just me personally. He can do what I just wasn't feeling that. But he...
Like, remember when A-Rod kissed himself in that photo shoot? Like, made out with himself in the mirror? No. Brady's been doing that for a long time.
I don't remember when A-Rod tongue-kissed himself.
You don't remember that? Where he's standing there looking in the mirror, making out with himself. Google it.
He made out with himself?
He sure did.
I don't remember that. I feel like you're making this up. I don't remember that. No, this one, him being so outward. Because I used to hate it when LeBron would just like not come out. He would dress up. About the last 5-6 years, LeBron doesn't give a damn. What was it? LeBron on that thing came out and said, after that game, what does that have to do with anything?
I'll give you two looks. You kidding me? What did LeBron have to do before he could do it? Win 3 titles and bring one to Cleveland, then he gets comfortable? Shoot.
LeBron.
What does that have to do with it? Tom wins one title and goes, I'm going to make a damn logo.
Come on. LeBron made a logo before he won a title. He came in with that logo before he won a title. I just love it. LeBron came out after the Golden State Warriors series. That made me the greatest of all time. I'm loving this.
He did
this.
That for clicks.
I'm loving this.
That was
Tom
fake.
Brady.
That was
I'm
businessman
loving.
LeBron.
You're not going to take it from me. Tom is an a-hole, but he's letting us all know it.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Remember, in just over 13 minutes, your chance to win 1,000 buckaroos, 1,000 bucks here in 13 minutes. As we've said today, this is about you as well as this is about us. We will kick off every segment hearing from you. So 913-576-7610. Serta will get you on all day to get your thoughts off. All right, Nate in Manhattan, man, thanks for hanging on. What's your thoughts, Nate?
Like I said, you can blame this on Andy for not having the right offensive scheme. You can blame it on the refs. You can blame it on Bob Sutton. But it really comes down to one thing. It comes down to poor clock management once again. We learned this earlier in the season back in New England. We left Tom Brady too much time, and you left him too much time once again. You left him 2 minutes, and he's won six Super Bowls. I mean, we were at the 30-yard line with 2 minutes and 15 seconds. We could have ran the ball a couple times and drained the clock down.
But, Nate, let me get what you hear on this. Hang on, because I want to talk to you, Nate. Nate, man, I hear you. And I'm with you, and I understand the frustration. But, bro, you are down. It's 2 minutes, Jack. You're down. Man, you have to score first. Like, I don't – like, listen. You got to try to hope and believe your defense. I understand what you're saying, but you got to hope and try to believe your defense gets a stop. You have to score. They weren't tied. Like, they didn't need a chip shot field goal, man. They had to score – Or they didn't have a chip shot field goal to take the lead. It would have tied it. When you're down, you got to score, man. And you can't fool around and just think, like, when you're at the 30 against Belichick's defense, man, you got to score whenever you can, Nate.
I completely understand that. But, I mean, if you think Bill and Tom didn't learn their lesson last night when they left us 30 seconds to score the ball, they won't ever do that for us again.
They did. All right, I appreciate the call. They left 40 seconds for Mahomes to come back down to tie it. Why? Because they were down. They had to score a touchdown. Like, I don't think – I've said this for a long time. Andy is not great with time management. I didn't see any time management issues yesterday. He had his timeouts. He used them. I thought he was great to conserve the 40 seconds that he conserved because Brady and them were going to try to milk that down. He gave them a chance with 39 seconds left. I didn't think time management was a problem with Andy. I think Andy, I told you in the last segment, he was the most disappointing part to me, but it wasn't because of that. Man, when you are down, to hell, you got to score first, right? Like, you got to, I mean, what happens then if you're like, all right, man, we're at the 30, we're going to run it a couple times, and all of a sudden, hey, man, it's third down and 10. Or it's third down and 7. And you gotta, no, man, you have to score when you can. So there was some issues with Andy, but that to me, that one wasn't it.
Speaking of down, look at this kid over here.
Oh, Serta.
Serta comes in, first thing he says to me, man, it was tough to be inside that Patriots locker
room. No, I was thinking of him. I was thinking of him because I said it yesterday. We had a lot of fun yesterday, the hour I was here, and we were just killing it all day long. All Chiefs all day, all night. Big shout out to everybody. Sean Levine was up 4 in the morning here. Dusty, Bink, the Arrowhead Pride guys, Pete, and Mike Wickett out here when his firstborn was ready to go at any moment, still out here for you guys. I thought everybody was great. But we had fun, but we I told you, I said, Serta and fans like Serta, it's okay to let it go today. And I could tell Serta had gotten himself to a place where he was pre-Peters being released. And I could tell Serta was...
That's not true.
Serta had gotten himself... Like, true. Serta keeps telling you he's not a Chiefs fan. I feel it. I can tell. Like, Serta was there again. He was there. I could tell by the text he was sending. You saw the emotions. He just banged on a table for no reason earlier today to just
show stuff.
He's been frustrated for quite some time.
That was to explain someone else's reaction in the press box, which is something you are not supposed to do.
We know you're a liar, Serta.
When Patrick Mahomes misses Damian Williams for a touchdown in the press box, you do not go, come on! That's what someone else did. I did not do that.
No one cares about that. Steve, at the end of last season, in Steve's top 32, the Chiefs were number 27. They didn't leave the top five this year.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. You're back. You like the Chiefs.
It's okay, man.
Because they were really good.
I said this to people yesterday, Vern. I know it's hard. No. To say goodbye.
I am no longer a fan of NFL organizations.
Shut up.
I root for individual players. Patrick Mahomes being a very exciting, young, and wildly talented player is a very easy guy to root for because he is incredible.
You're not a fan of the Browns?
I love the Browns. Just then, though.
You just said I'm not a fan of any
John's NFL Browns.
Organizations.
John Dorsey.
And then you just said.
Now, Kansas City idiotically let walk away from this franchise. Pretty sure Brett Veach does not.
Sir, to everyone in here listening to you, even people who've listened for the very first time, thank you for joining, knows you're lying. They could feel it. You just had the mood of just.
Okay, I'm a Chiefs fan the same way I'm a Rams fan, and the same way I'm a Browns fan, the same way I'm a Jags fan.
You lie so much, man. It's
not
sad. I just don't know why you just won't admit it or accept it.
Bleep, Mike Vrabel.
It hurt you a little bit yesterday, didn't it?
Well, of course, but it was from a work standpoint more than anything. Like, I want our show to be able to cover a Super Bowl that the Kansas City Chiefs are in because that's the team that we cover, and that would be very exciting for us.
First of all, you're selfish, and you weren't going to Atlanta, so it didn't mean.
That doesn't mean I didn't want the Chiefs to be in the Super Bowl so we could cover that.
From the 816.
That'd be big for our show, and it would be a lot of fun.
From the 816. I'm going to steal your license plate again. That was strong.
101 on 27 carries. They fake to him on the play action. And the pass is intercepted. That's Sorensen with the football on the deflection. Sorensen, who made the stop on fourth down. It went off of Edelman's hands.
Well, they have a saying in basketball, the ball doesn't lie.
I tweeted this out. If you don't follow me at Ronnie H Show, RONNIEH Show. I said, no longer is he Dirty Dan anymore, or Clean Dan anymore. He's gotten it back to Dirty Dan. After the fourth down stop where he came up, shot out of a cannon and stopped Sonny Michel on that fourth down, and then he gets a pick. I said he became Dirty Dan again.
Because you're a Chiefs fan.
Yes, he lost his name to Clean Dan. Yeah, it was hard for me. I told you. I said at the end of the year, I said the things that have happened with the Peters and how that stuff situation was handled.
No, but I think the Sorensen, because Serta sent that same tweet out, that he will forever shall be named Dirty Dan. Serta sent that out as well, and I think you guys both sent that out because you're Chiefs fans. And you were so excited in that moment that a guy that has been so porous this season stepped up and made a big play. That's why you sent that out.
I was excited for Dan the individual.
Well, he called it against the Raiders. He's back. Yeah, he's been on it hard. You'd be watching every Chiefs game even if you didn't cover him. But I said Dirty Dan is back. He's no longer Clean Dan. Did he actually have a good game?
No. No, yeah. He wasn't a net positive despite having the game of his life.
I don't know about that. Yeah, he did it. So we agree. I don't know. There was a Saints game a couple years ago where he had sacks and got a touchdown. That might have been the game of his life. I think he was a net positive. I think he was a positive. Now, he did some. He's not consistent. And as you said, he's not a good player. So that is something going to happen. But, I mean, that fourth down play and that interception, and he did come up. Now, he had 14 tackles. Now, many of them were back, but he did come up and make some sticks. I think he was a net positive. I'll never know what he was thinking on the third down when he was clearly there to be on the inside to help double on Gronk. I don't know what he was looking at or thinking. But you think he was a net?
Yeah, I thought he was awful. And he was awful. I thought he was awful in what I expected him to be awful in, and that's covering the flat, the running backs out of the backfield. Throughout the first half, he was brutal. I disagree with you on that play that you've been crushing him for, the slant pattern to Rob Gronkowski. I don't crush him for that. I give credit to the New England Patriots for that play. But
no, he was there. He's supposed to, that was his, he's supposed to be there. He didn't even, but we don't have to.
Yeah, right. We can agree to disagree on that one. Throughout the first half, his lack of feel, lack of instincts, lack of certainty that, yes, that's what James White's going to do. It's going to be a pass out of the backfield. Quit biting on.
He did.
Sorensen
had
me quite pissed off in the first half.
He did. That's what he did in that play. He's just not consistent in thinking. So I don't think he was a negative. I still think he was a positive throughout. I mean, two turnovers, and he wasn't great. Like he wasn't great.
But I mean, let's not act like he made a great play on the interception.
He caught the thing.
He caught it.
Well, sometimes Lando, they don't catch him. Let's count that. How about Reggie?
I'm not going to compare him to Lando. Lando doesn't play. Lando's not an NFL football player. Sorensen is.
He was.
And he was bad last night.
He was.
Game of his life. Awful.
Oh, God. It came in. Finally. Am I crazy to think that Dorian O'Daniel would have made the difference?
He would have been better than Dan.
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up in 2 minutes. Remember.
Still would have lost.
As we will all day, we will kick off the segment with your calls, 913-576-7610.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, 11:30, here's your latest chance to win 1,000 on the 30s in the National Cash Contest. Text the word VALUE to 72881. That's VALUE, value to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Your next chance to win is 1 hour away, 12:30, right here on Show and Vern. Only station in the city. Talking sports nonstop and giving you 12 opportunities to win $1,000 in the National Cash Contest from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. Your chance to win $1,000 in the National Cash Contest, and this is going on all week. Again, text the word VALUE, VALUE, to 72881. As Show mentioned, we will start each and every segment by taking your thoughts, as this is our show today. Right? Can't be selfish on a day like this, a day in which we are all sports grieving. Get to Bill Moss, the former Chiefs defensive lineman, who told you a week ago just had a bad feeling about this one when you're squaring off with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You know what? I don't want to make Bill wait. We'll get to your thoughts coming up in a moment, I promise. But joining us right now, Bill Moss, former Chiefs defensive lineman. Bill, thank you very much for the time. You said you felt uneasy about this game going in. Did it play out the way you envisioned?
Almost exactly how I thought it would. Friday, when I was talking to the guys on the afternoon drive, I talked about 22 personnel, and that's what we would see as they would try to control the clock, two backs, and keep the middle linebackers in, because that's really the weakness of our defense. And they took advantage of that from the start of the game and chewed up the clock. First drive was over 7.5 minutes long, and they scored at the end of it, and that really set the tone.
And, Bill, you know what it is from where we're sitting, Show and I, on a day like this. Many people listening and texting and calling, we want to point blame. But it sounds like you would say, man, it may start actually with a tip of the cap to New England and credit that coach, credit that team.
Yeah, but, the Chiefs battled back. I mean, they hung in there. They took their lumps early, and they came battling back. The throws Mahomes made to keep things going, he was under duress all day long, throwing dimes down the field when they needed to the most. It was just, it was amazing to watch him battle back. And it's really sad that, a bad call on the punt and then the offsides on the interception. It's really, really bad that, those two things cost the game.
Chris Jones played in 53% of the snaps. Was it as obvious to you when 95 wasn't out there? What was Brady able to do anything different when Chris Jones wasn't on the field?
A couple things. He pushed the pocket well. He was always in his face. and it was a big factor in the run game, too. Those seams opened up wide at the defensive tackle position when he wasn't in there, and they gouged him. They gouged him. Defensive tackle got sealed. They got up on the linebacker, and there were big holes.
Bill Moss joining us here, Show and Vern on 610 Sports Radio. You mentioned a few of the throws that Patrick Mahomes made. Even though I think we could agree that there were mistakes made by the 23-year-old, the first passage into the legacy of Patrick Mahomes, I don't think when we look back on it, we're going to remember the missed touchdown passes nor the taking a sack to take you out of field goal range.
No, because you're going to look at the entirety of the season and the unbelievable numbers he put up and the way he just keeps battling. I mean, again, you nailed it. 23 years old, this was his first year. He's just scratching the surface of what he's going to become.
No, I agree. He that was the biggest thing for me. I don't think we talk to Sean Salisbury every week, and he'll talk about this where he says, you know, I don't want to see everything that's going perfect. I kind of want to see how you go when you're having a, I don't know, like 16 for 30-something game and everything's not coming easy and how you show. I don't think he was great yesterday. I think he was, you know, he missed some things. But like you said, I think the big thing you could be proud of is, man, he is tough. He is tough. He made a couple of throws where he knew he was going to get drilled, and he never shrunk in any of the moments. So I think people should be a little happy when you look at – he did not have his game in terms of completions and everything and the percentage, but he was tough as hell.
Yeah, and if you think about all the losses that he had this year, okay – in every one of those losses, he never, ever, ever once thought he was out of it. They just ran out of time. I mean, this kid, he just keeps battling. He wants to go toe-to-toe with you and keep going and as long as you can until somebody blows the whistle, and that's what happens. And that's in every one of those losses. Do you know how many quarterbacks that have come through Kansas City that would have folded the tent in the second quarter?
Yeah.
And not even showed up in the third quarter? We've got a history of them, okay? The thing that stands out to me the most that in our losses this year, this kid never once stopped.
Bill, defensively, you know the sentiment of Chiefs fans when it comes to this defense and to this defensive coordinator. Everybody's about accountability. That's the go-to word for a lot of Chiefs fans. How does Andy Reid, how does Brett Veach hold this defense and this coordinator accountable moving forward? What needs to be done?
Well, first of all, in my opinion, this is a collective effort of the salary cap and the salary cap problems. And I believe it was a big part of why John Dorsey was let go. All right? When he first got here, he signed Dwayne Bowe to this enormous contract, and the guy didn't even play. Okay? And everybody knew what Dwayne Bowe was. And he comes back and does the same thing. He immediately signs Justin Houston to an unbelievably high contract. He didn't play for about a year and a half, and then Barry's contract. I mean, when you have that kind of money tied up in players and just handed out recklessly, you can't structure a complete team, a.k.a. the New England Patriots, with no-named defensive players, okay? But you've got to find guys that work for you and fit for you and pay them accordingly. So the number one thing, in my opinion, is they've got a chance here now to make some moves and get the salary cap restructure correctly, and then start adding players. And players that will work, and players that fit your system.
All right, appreciate you. Thank you for joining us all year, Bill. And I was really hoping they would get to the Super Bowl just like you did, but I guess there's hope for next year.
It's going to be a long 6 months.
Oh, it was.
Oh, training camp.
That's
hey,
right.
Guys, I appreciate
good
you.
Lord. All right, thanks, Bill.
What are we going to do?
That is Bill Moss, former Chief. Yeah, he said it. He said that he saw this one coming, right? He said he saw this one coming. He felt completely differently about the Colts game that he did here. All right, as I said, man, we'll go to you guys. Zach and Olathe, go ahead, man, your thoughts.
How's it going, guys?
Not bad.
A lot of people are overlooking. I think you said we had four or five drives in the first half.
Four drives, yep.
I think the one that really killed us is the last one when Harris got that short kickoff and we got the ball about the 40-yard line. There's about 25 seconds left in the half. We have two timeouts, and Pat Mahomes kind of gets the ball out of his hand and fumbles, and then we just let the clock run out. If you just get 20, 25 yards and we get a field goal, man, that's the difference in the game. No. And how do you line up offsides if you're D-Ford? You got to be kidding me. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate the call, Zach. It happens.
I was spooked when Mahomes fumbled that right before the half. That scared me straight. I didn't want any part of going for anything after that.
No, and I think that was a part of, I think my mom was saying that was a part of, like, you know, where is he a little, like, shook up a little bit? Second half, he stepped up huge. But is he in a place where he's a little shook up? Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
A petition by Saints fans demanding a rematch versus the Rams has gone viral after the NFL admitted the missed call. The petition currently has more than 160,000 signatures.
Run it back. I'd be for that. I saw Michael Thomas tweeted out
Can
a picture
Chiefs run
of
it back too?
The rules, a specific rule that says if the officiating screws up the game, he had some obscure rule where he was taking a shot, pointing at that, saying we should be able to replay the game. I like the hustle.
I actually got it right here. He tweeted out Rule 17, Section 2, Article 3, which reads, Commissioner's powers under this Section 2 include the imposition of monetary fines, draft choices, forfeitures, suspensions of persons involved in unfair acts, and if appropriate, the reversal of a game's result or rescheduling of a game, either from the beginning or from the point at which the extraordinary act occurred.
Run it back. I'm all for it. I'm with them.
How about it? Why not?
Play again Wednesday night in Mexico City. Let's go.
Why Wednesday night, man? A lot of people got prayer meeting.
They got to rest up, man.
They could.
Man, make it Thursday. They got prayer meeting on Wednesday.
They could technically start the game back from that specific point where the pass interference call happened or didn't.
Just right there, as we will all night, on all night, all day. On this show, we will kick off every segment with your voice. So let it out. Let this thing out. All right, the most telling detail, Vern, on why this front office failed the Chiefs, coming up.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Hey, things are looking up, Vern. We'll be live at FanFest, won't we? Friday, baseball is back. Back! We'll be at live FanFest. Cody Taft, the boys will be out there. No Carrington and Brad Fanning, the drive will be out there behind us. I'll be out there Saturday, too. Should be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Get real nice out there. As we said, man, we're going to kick off every segment with you guys. Reggie from Anaheim. Oh, Lord. Here we go, Reg. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, man. I just wanted to give everybody at 610 a huge kudo, man, because I could never do y'all's job because I wouldn't want to be talking on a day like this. I barely even want to crawl out of bed. So for you guys, you know, able to to go to work and have to painfully rehash and remix this whole devastating loss.
I mean, they are paying us, Reggie.
They are paying it. But hold on, Reggie, is it therapeutic for you to just talk this out?
Nah, because I think I talked to about eight different people before I talked to y'all, man. So I mean, and in every conversation, it gets to a point where you just get nauseous. Well, I just get nauseous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so upset about this thing, man, to where, like no lie, Ron, as a Kansas, diehard Kansas Jayhawks fan, I don't even care what happens in basketball season. I'm taking the rest of college basketball off. I'm not watching the March Madness. I may not even watch the Royals.
Reggie, this is the drink you're talking. You don't even slit it to the Royals. I know you'll take tonight's game off. I know you're taking Iowa State off. You're not taking the tournament off.
I'm taking everything. I need to take a break, man. Like, I really need to. I deleted all my sports apps. I don't have Bleacher Report. I don't have ESPN. I deleted everything off my phone. I
this
I need
was
to take
me.
This break emotionally. I need to take this break emotionally, so I can get ready to get back on the horse for football.
You'll be good. All right, Reggie. This was me. That's me. I'd have been after that game watching Lifetime. I wouldn't have been able to watch any sports, nothing. I'd have come up here and just acted like this never happened. I would have been at my best at work today if I worked at a different, like at my best today. I mean, I'm still at my best, but I would be, if I worked at another place, like I would be, and if I painted houses, that's a bad one. But if I worked with kids, I'd be the best today because I don't want to talk about nothing else but work. That was me right there. Just erase it all.
Lying through his teeth.
Yeah, he's lying. He'll probably take tonight off.
With him.
He'll probably take tonight off.
Till next football season. No sports for Steve.
Hey, Steve, did you see the Warriors?
These news flashes should five? Be real yeah. good.
This was a real telling detail to me, Vern. This is where the Chiefs were. Like at one point we said it early. You filled it in the middle of the season. I said it after week two that this was a Super Bowl contending team because if they could make it to the AFC Championship game, they're a Super Bowl contender. And as the season continued, we'd see this isn't the normal Patriots team. They make mistakes. They do things. The Steelers are in shambles. Like this isn't like you got a real shot here. You're as good as any team out there, not just the AFC, any team to win the Super Bowl. But where we got, Vern, was the two top guys, the two top receiving options, the two people that Brady would want to go to the most. I want you to listen to this. Sit back and really listen to this. Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski in the fourth quarter in overtime were covered by Charvarius Ward, a guy who couldn't start or play until week 15, 16 against Seattle. And he improved, but he couldn't play until week 15 or 16. And Eric Berry, a person who played a game and a half and a person who clearly not 100% and needs surgery probably tomorrow. Those were the options. And I don't even think – there might be some people out here who will do it now because of what happened after the game. But I honestly don't think it's a real, like, oh, egregious error that those two were covering them. Sure, ain't gonna put Steve on him. And they've already committed that Fuller is just going to cover the slot. But Charvarius Ward, a guy who you had to trade and get from the Cowboys, who couldn't start playing on the field at all until the Seattle game, which was week 16, and Eric Berry on their two top guys who is hurt and who has been hurt all year and playing not at 100%, anywhere close to it. Those were your two options. That's the position. Not Eric Berry put the Chiefs in. Not Steven Nelson. Not Orlando Scandrick. Not David Amerson. This is the situation that the Kansas City Chiefs put themselves in. That in overtime in the fourth quarter, the Charvarius Ward, two guys who played combined a half in the first 16 weeks of the season. This is the place you put yourself in.
Yeah, you're not changing anybody's mind, though. I mean, I'm with you, of course, but people that were willing to roll the dice at the trade deadline, I can't imagine feel any different. You went to overtime, and by the unlucky nature of the flip of a coin, your MVP and the reason why you were so confident at the trade deadline, that cat never got to touch the ball.
But we had always said, what would we say? Like, man, if you could just marginally get better. Mm-hmm. But, man, like you would like that like you would say to yourself, at what point, midseason, before the deadline, week six, like, if we had to come down to it,
yeah, but that's why I didn't get upset, and that's why I don't understand. Look, I understand being disappointed and bummed that your favorite team isn't making it to the Super Bowl. But if anything that happened yesterday surprised you, I'm sorry, but that's on you. You weren't paying attention. True. You weren't watching closely what happened in week one and week two. You weren't really watching the Steelers and Chargers games in week two and one, respectively. You weren't watching, even in the victories, you weren't watching the liability that was the secondary, that was the you weren't watching how this team was beholden to Dee Ford. Either Dee Ford made plays or your defense got exposed. It had been simple. Indianapolis may have teased some people, but don't, and this is why many people were telling you, don't buy what you saw from the Indianapolis Colts game. The secondary played well for the first time all year, and if you think that's going to be duplicated against a better quarterback with more weapons than what Andrew Luck had against Indy, that's on you. That's why I understand being disappointed, but angry on a day like this, be angry at yourself for not being more angry at the trade deadline.
Okay, all right, I was going to say that. They should not be angry at yourself. Like, even fans who get it wrong. But your organization is not supposed to. You could be mad to me that if the Chiefs, as you said, week one, week two, you're all the way back then. You're right. You knew it. They could not put themselves in a situation where you're depending on an injured Eric Berry and Treverius Ward to be covering Tom Brady's two top targets. They couldn't have put themselves in that position. And yes, if you're a fan with the Super Bowl on the line, you almost went there with those two. You should be pissed. And I think Treverius Ward's got talent, has a chance to be a starter for this team. I think they found a find, but he's been playing since week 16. You put him in that position against Tom Brady, against Edelman. And yes, yeah, we did it. We did. Pat needs Pat. We were serious. But what just any of that? They should, yes, fans, in my opinion, Vern, can be disappointed and should be disappointed that their front office put themselves in that position. And yeah, you say they, you know, sometimes fans, you know, it goes over their head, but no, even those guys who came at us and came at me about the deadline and, oh, no, they're, like, even that, the Chiefs should know that. The Chiefs should not have put themselves in that position. Back hurts now. So much better now. Thank you. All right, let's get one in here real quick. You got about a minute. Jeff in Platte City, go ahead.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. I got issues with Andy's play calling yesterday. You think after all the blitzes that we got, I mean from the very start, blitz, throw some screen passes, little dink and dunk 5 yards.
We threw one for a touchdown.
You know what I mean? But that was late in the game.
Yeah.
You'd think in the first half he would have figured out after the first quarter, look what Belichick's doing. He's taking away my quarterback. He took away Mahomes.
Yeah.
And that took away the rest of the offense. Thanks for having me on, man.
Appreciate it. And I've said this all that, especially if those passes included getting Tyreek Hill the ball, I'd have been on that.
Yeah.
I'd have been on that. But. No, I told you that's been the most disappointing thing to me was Andy Reid and his coaching. You know, he was the elite guy, and that wasn't good enough to me. All right, coming up in 2 minutes, there was only one thing to me in that game that happened that I guess you could say was shocking. In 2 minutes, this is one that many people think is shocking. But I'm here to tell you it isn't.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.